The setting is the gritty 1950s underground jazz scene. The story, a hilariously bizarre tale of a jazz pianist turned detective. The Spoils Before Dying is the new miniseries on IFC, starring none other than Haley Joel Osment as an eccentric band manager named Alistair St. Barnaby Bixby Jones.
I dare say, old bean, fantastic set.
Osment is a young actor, but the story of his big break takes place over 20 years ago. It starts at an IKEA store in Burbank.
There was a casting table where these two young women were taking Polaroids of all the kids that came through this IKEA store. And through that, I got called in for a casting cattle call. And it ended up being for a Pizza Hut commercial for this product of Bigfoot Pizza, which I remember not being very good.
Big would be an understatement.
Very big. Why did I pronounce it understatement? I guess they left that in.
From Pizza Hut.
That one-second appearance was enough to get him noticed. The casting director for Forrest Gump happened to see the commercial and called Osment in for an audition.
And action.
What, Daddy?
Nothing. I think you read the book really good.
Here's 5-year-old Haley Joel Osment reading alongside Tom Hanks for the part of Forrest Jr.
Oh, that's right. All right, I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
I love you too, Daddy.
I guess I sort of knew who Tom Hanks was, but me and my family were going fishing with another family in Bishop, California, right after this screen test. I remember that being on my mind, going like, all right, like, do this, and then we'd go to the cabin. And then later going, oh, wow, that was a pretty important day.
I know this.
I'm going to serve that for so and tell because Grandma used to read it to you.
One of the most important scenes in the movie at the end when we're reading the book, I guess that's the scene we were doing there. Tom had this yellow legal pad, and he wrote out the scene for me with my lines circled on this legal pad, and I still have it today.
Hey, Forrest.
And that's, you know, how I learned my lines at the last minute when we did the scene by the bus stop.
I want to tell you I love you.
I love you too, Daddy.
So after Forrest Gump, I did a couple years of network television, and then right about the time that was coming to an end, we got this script called The Sixth Sense. I was 10 by then, so I was reading at a little bit of a higher level than when I was 4, and knowing at that time that it was unlike anything I'd ever read before.
Mama?
No. Dinner is not ready. What are you going to do? You can't hurt me anymore!
I went in for Knight, who by that time had been auditioning the role for a long time all over the country, and we did the same 3 scenes every time. And it just ended up working out. I guess you could call that my big break.
I want to tell you my secret now.
Okay.
I see dead people.
Doing that scene in the hospital with Bruce, and how totally unaware, once again, we all were of what it would become. When we did that scene, nobody was going, that's the line. It was just something that served a very important function within the story.
You ever feel the prickly things on the back of your neck?
Yes.
That's them.
It wasn't so much a horror movie as it was about communication and how frightening it can be to not communicate with the people that are close to you or be unable to communicate with them. I feel lucky every day, and technically, I've been an actor for 23 years, but because of how young I was when I started, I also have enjoyed the fact that I know I always have more to learn, and that's what is going to keep me with it forever, hopefully. Every character I approach from Forrest Gump all the way up to The Spoils Before Dying has a different set of requirements and always fascinates me.
Actor Haley Joel Osment. Catch him in the new miniseries, The Spoils Before Dying, on IFC.